Okay, for our final event in this series of meetup events, we're going to talk about the last chapter, Preserving Face. And this is basically how do you give your counterparts in China a face-saving offering. All right, so we're going to start with kind of like a thought question. And when you give your antagonist a face-saving offering, this means you are choosing outcomes over ego. All right, so again, this is chapter 10 of the Chinese honeymoon period. And we always start with a practical definition. Taijie xia are the expressed words and gestures that allow someone to preserve their face after a mistake and excuse, regardless of their intentions or shortcomings. So like we always do, we're going to break down this definition and some of the key words and how they translate into Chinese. All right. So we begin by understanding that allowing someone to preserve face, or 给面子, goes beyond giving them a benefit of the doubt. All right. So this is something that we want to keep in mind. Giving someone the benefit of the doubt is a little bit easier and more digestible for most Westerners, but allowing someone to preserve face may require you to go beyond that. All right. The first key word is expressed, as in expressed words and gestures. So expressed, how does that translate? Okay, it could be to 表达, which is to express or to convey. But the definition that we really want to focus on, or the meaning, is 表示, which is to express or convey and show goodwill. All right, express words and gestures that allow someone to preserve face after a mistake and excuse. All right, so let's focus on the word excuse. What do we mean by that, and how does that translate? Excuse, literally translated, is 借口. Okay, but what we're really trying to prevent, or what we're really trying to avoid, is 狡辩. And you're going to experience this a lot when someone makes a mistake, especially if they're one of your direct reports in China. And 狡辩 basically means to deflect blame with a dishonest story. And you probably experience this a lot if you have Chinese employees reporting to you. What we're trying to do is we're trying to prevent 狡辩, or the process of people having to make an excuse, because when that happens, it usually leads to a circular conversation. All right, the next word is regardless of their intentions or shortcomings. This means going beyond giving someone a benefit of the doubt. So how do we translate regardless? I mean, what is the cultural context that we're trying to express? Okay, it could be 让. 让 means to permit someone from doing something that you would not otherwise agree with. It could also mean 放过, which means we'll let it pass, or we'll let it go this time. Okay, that's also a way to look at regardless. But what we really want to do is we want to focus on what is the attitude that we want to try to develop. And the attitude is 无所谓, which means to be which means to be indifferent to what is actually happening that you might or might not disagree with. 无所谓 is an attitude that if you develop it in the face of certain behaviors or certain things that you would otherwise complain about, then that's going to help you give other people a real face-saving off-ramp and allow others to preserve face, all right? So remember, face is only preserved when turning a blind eye to something. In Chinese, we say 睁一只眼闭一只眼, to something that would otherwise be inexcusable, okay? When you're able to turn a blind eye to something that would otherwise be inexcusable, that is what we're talking about when you give someone face-saving off-ramp in order to preserve their face. In other words, 给台阶下.